Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tramp.
Today we're going to learn the halachas of the Maftir and Haftarah to be found on Shabbos and Yom Tov. We're going to look at three basic concepts: the protocol of Maftir and Haftarah, the behavior during the Haftarah, and which Haftarah to be said. Just a little bit of background. There is a little bit of a debate as to when the Haftarah emerged, but the generally accepted the consensus today is that during the reign of the Seleucid Greeks, this is during the times of that's going to lead to Achashmonaim, one of the enactments was to ban public Torah readings. And as a response, what the sages of the time instituted was, although the Torah, the five books of Moses, was prohibited, they started reading from Nevi'im, from the prophets, and they read seven aliyahs like they read in the Torah as a replica to commemorate this. The Greeks weren't so concerned about the prophets, they were only concerned about the Torah itself. And when that decree was later on lifted, or perhaps when the Greeks were pushed out, although the Torah reading returned, the vestigial remainder of that was reading a section in Navi, in the prophets, which commemorated or related to that week's parsha in some way or fashion. Now, a person gets maftir is usually getting the repetition of the last few psukim of the parsha. That person then reads the Haftarah, which is a section of the Nevi'im, not the Ksuvim, not the scriptures, with a bracha before and a few brachas afterwards as well. Let's jump straight into our first concept, protocol of maftir and Haftarah. What is the order of calling up for maftir? So once the seventh aliyah is finished, or let's say on a Yom Tov or Yom Kippur, fifth or sixth aliyah is finished, the Torah is closed, Chatzi Kaddish, half a Kaddish is said, and the Ole, the person who gets the Aliyah for Maftir, is called up. After the Brachas of Aliyah, the Torah is raised, that's called Hagba and Glila in the Ashkenazic tradition, and then the Torah is read with its Brachas. What if the Maftir is different from a different Sefer? Meaning to say, let's say it is Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, we read the Maftir from a different Torah scroll. So then the way it works is like this. Let's say Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and it's around about Shabbos Vayikra. When one finishes reading the parasha of Vayikra, then one would put the second Sefer Torah, the Rosh Chodesh Torah, on the Bima next to the first Torah, which one finished the parasha of Vayikra on, and one would say Chatzi Kaddish with the two of them on the Bima as well. When does the Ole, when does the one person getting the Aliyah start the brachas of the Torah? One can only do that once the Torah is lifted and completely covered as well. What is the bracha before the Haftarah? So the bracha is Barachat Hashem Nekele Melech Olam B'nei, so the Yu Hashem, Master of the Universe, Asher Bachar B'nevim Tovim, who chose good prophets, Ratzavi Divrehem Anem Arim B'Emes, and wanted their words which were said in truth. Barachat Hashem, blessed are you, Hashem, Abacher Batarav Moshe Avdo, you blessed are you, God, who chose the Torah and the Moshe's servant, Yisrael Amo, and Israel, his nation, V'Nivyei HaEmes HaTzedek, and in the prophets who spoke truth and justice. Is this one or two brachas? So although there seems to be a bracha in the middle there, it's really only one bracha and cannot be interrupted in the middle, and certainly there's no amen in the middle as well. What are the brachas afterwards? So if one looks at a regular siddur, there really are three brachas that immediately follow the Haftarah. The first one seems to be an extension of the first one, which ends with the bracha ta Hashem Sameach Tzion B'Vanel. And the next one is Barachat Hashem Ogein David, and the last one is Barachat Hashem Kadesh Shabbos. It's worth knowing that the first of those last brachas seems to be broken up into three paragraphs, but it's really one bracha, so one should not break between them, and people should not ask Amen as well. One of the brachas on Yom Tov. So on Yom Tov, the last bracha is supplemented, and instead of being Mekadesh Shabbos, Hashem who sanctifies the Sabbath, it talks about Yom Tov, and it ends off with Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim, Hashem who sanctifies Israel and the special times. What about on Shabbos Chol HaMoed? So on Pesach, on Shabbos Chol HaMoed Pesach, we treat it like a regular Shabbos, and we just say Mekadesh Shabbos. On Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkos, we treat it like a Yom Tov with a special Shabbos inserts, Mekadesh Shabbos Yisrael HaZmanim. Why the difference? So the reason is because Sukkos has full halal and it has unique korbanos every day. It indicates that it's more of a Yom Tov by itself, and therefore it is treated like a Yom Tov with a Shabbos insert, as opposed to Pesach, where it's seen as more of like a regular Shabbos as well. We move to our second concept, which is behavior during the Haftarah. What is the community's role during the Haftarah? They should read along quietly with the Haftarah as well. May the community speak? The answer is no. And I acknowledge this is one of the more difficult times. I notice that people really struggle with speaking during times they don't feel engaged, during the Chazaras Hashatz, repetition of the Shemoneh Esrei, and during the Haftarah. That is really the hotbed of time for speaking. And I think it's because of a lack of understanding, a lack of care, a lack of empathy. And so unfortunately, our generation, if we're not actually involved directly ourselves, then we feel disengaged, return to talking as well. It is usually very insulting for the person who gets the Haftarah, who spent a lot of time either preparing or is putting themselves out there, and their friends just talk all the way through it as well. I see this all the time. But nonetheless, one is not allowed to speak during the Haftarah as well. What if someone is saying the Haftarah along with the person who's reading it, but they finish up a little bit later? Can they carry on to finish it up? The answer is no. They should wait once the Haftarah is finished and listen along with the brachas. Can a minor, can a young boy who's below Bar Mitzvah learn the Haftarah? The answer is yes. If he can pronounce the words and understand the brachas, he may get the maftir and get the Haftarah as well. This is less of a common practice today, but this is the halacha. Is this true for every parasha? The answer is no. He may not read the following Haftarahs. He may not do Zachar, Paro, the seventh day of Pesach, Shavuos, first day, Shabbos, Shuvah, and Shabbos, Chazon. Why not Shabbos, Shuvah, and Shabbos, Chazon? Those are not like biblical requirements. So the reason is because a rabbi or an important person should be getting these, because the Haftarah is meant to be a time that people are listening, people are learning, and therefore it's appropriate that a very important person be the one to deliver that message as well. This obviously indicates that people should really be listening to the Haftarah, because that's why it was instituted. If the Torah is pasul, can we read the Haftarah? The answer is, Haftarah is only instituted after reading of the Torah correctly. So if a mistake is found, there's no other Torah to bring out to fix that mistake, there's no kosher Torah, then the Haftarah may not be read with the brachas. It may be read, but without those brachas. Which Haftarah is our third and last concept for today? If there is a double parasha, which Haftarah is read? So we always read the second Haftarah, the Haftarah of Parasha B, except when it comes to Achrei Moish Kadoshim, when those two are together, we read the Haftarah of Achrei Moish, which is the first Parasha, which is the from Amos Perek Tes. Now, when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, what is the Haftarah? So the with Maftira comes from Parashas Pinchas, and the Haftarah is Hashamayim Kisi, which is the 66th chapter in Sefer Yeshayahu. What if we mistakenly read the regular Haftarahs? If it's before the end of the brachas, one just reads the Hashemayim Kisi right after the regular Haftarah. And if the brachas already been finished, one would read Hashemayim Kisi as a separate Haftarah without the brachas before and afterwards. What happens if Shabbos? Rosh Chodesh is on Sunday? So then one it doesn't have a special maftir, but one would read the Haftarah of what's called Machar Chodesh. Tomorrow is the Rosh Chodesh, and that is from Shmuel Aleph Perek Chaf, about David and Yonatan in the field and the arrows. What is if Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh and Sunday is Rosh Chodesh? Which Haftarah? Do you read Shabbos Rosh Chodesh or Shabbos Machar Chodesh? So in that case, you read only Hashamayim Kisi, which is the one of Rosh Chodesh itself. With this, we conclude some of the basic outlines of the halachas of the Maftir and the Haftarah. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.